Anong agenda mo today? Episode 8. We have a very special guest in this podcast. And we have Zel.
Thank you, Jom. I'm Zel De Vilbis. So, Filipino-born, American. I moved to States 9 years ago, okay. 2015. Prior to that, so corporate ako sa Pilipinas. Nakilala ko asawa ko and I have to move here 9 years ago.
Oh, 9 years here,
yes,
in the States.
Yes, 9 years ago. A lot of things changed since. So I pivoted to being an entrepreneur. So mm-hmm. may mga negosyo kami. And then now, after we successfully exited two of our businesses, nag-pivot na naman ako o nagbago na naman ako ng patutunguhan and I right. am currently a life coach.
Oh, you are a life mm. coach. So tell us a little bit about what life coaching is.
So interestingly, no, I didn't know about life coaching before. I thought life coach, like sports coach, sasabihin sa'yo mm-hmm. gagawin mo, mm-hmm. Anong step by step para magawa mo yung next dream mo. But what I learned, kaya I went to a school to be certified, is that coaching is about guiding, you know, okay. not giving an answer. Else you are called a mentor or a consultant. But very few understands now when you're dealing with challenges, mm-hmm. all the answers are within you, but you don't know what the right answers, what the right questions to ask.
Right.
So
right.
It's a guide.
So it's a great example that we all know the answer deep within, pero sometimes we need someone to help us probe that a little bit, understand it more, and have a life coach.
Exactly.
Like Zel here.
Yeah, reframe it, or how do you view mm-hmm. it in a different angle?
How do you view it yes. in a different light and all of that. So for today, ang pag-uusapan natin is a very important concept na marami sa atin mga Filipinos mm. always hear or we grow up thinking about it. Ano nga ba to, Zel?
So in my experience, so I've coached, some of my clients are Asians, no? Mm-hmm. And some are Filipinos. The prominent questions I get is about, they feel guilty mm-hmm. kung mag-aambition pa sila.
Right.
You know, alam mo naman tayo, lahat na babasa natin, goal setting, know your dreams. Mm-hmm. But then they look around and sobra ba yun? So,
yun nga, no?
Notion eh, di ba?
Yung ano ba yung, what is enough, right?
Like, what is enough?
And what makes people think na there's more to life or there's more to my career or there's more to my relationship? Is it bad to aspire for things better for your life? Mm-hmm. And how can you navigate through that? And how do you target the things that you want to do?
Three areas sa sinabi mm-hmm. mo, mm-hmm. if I will compartmentalize it. Putulin natin ang tatlong bagay. Lahat to, itong tatlong bagay na to, is what we call manifesting, di ba? Like mm-hmm. we want to get our dream job or our dream life, ang goal natin. So lahat tayo dumadaan sa phases, how to get there. The first part is, nasa tamang environment ka pa. Napag-usapan natin yun,
right,
di ba?
Right.
Earlier, yung nasa tama ka bang vibration? Well, ano bang nararamdaman mo? Positive thinker ka ba? Or lagi kang nega? Di ba? Tawag nyo nega.
I think that's very important kasi di ba, yun yung big concept sa atin sa Philippines eh. Yung pag-iisip. And I don't think that we get enough education about that, especially growing up in the Philippines na di ba lagi natin sinasabi, oh, wala akong pera, wala akong ganito, wala akong ganyan, puro yung wala na part. Mm. And then when they reach something or when they see someone who's successful, they think that it's so out of reach na hindi nila magagawa yun ever mm-hmm. sa buhay nila. So they just start dwelling into the negative and the limitations, yung mga self-limiting mm-hmm. behaviors and
yes.
self-limiting beliefs na
yes.
are all self-imposed. Kaya nga siya self-limiting,
yes.
di ba?
Mahilig tayo sa drama, di ba? Mm-hmm. Napapansin mo lahat yeah. ng mga pelikula, ang mga protagonist, di ba? Yung mga mahihirap.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that. Tapos magkakaroon ng romance ng mm-hmm. isang mayaman, nakita ng mahirap, tapos ganun. Pero hindi, rarely, ipapakita yung movie na how they try to get what they want.
Bakit diba? Nga ba ganun? Has it been so entrenched in our psyche na yung mahirap yung bida, yung pinapahirapan yung bida, yung naghihikahos yung pinagpapala? Diba all of Vilma, Nora, Sharon's movie
yung naape.
Are mostly naape mm. and then later on, diba it's all the same twist. Naape this time, and then they become rich, and then they return, they get out of the car. And,
oh, galit, di ba?
And, so, and revenge.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Alam natin na mga Pinoy, emotional eh.
Right.
That alone is what we say, vibration eh. Mm-hmm. So, alam mo, emotional ka, madali tayong umiyak, madali tayong tumawa. Mm-hmm. Kaya, napaka-patok na patok sa atin yung mga ganyang pelikula, which is also very delikado. Kasi kung ano nararamdaman mo, di ba pag meron kang drama, pinatay, TV patrol, yung vibration mo bababa.
Mm-hmm.
Hopeful ka ba na pag lumalabas ka, safe ka? Running tayo, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
So, yun ang tinatawag na vibration. Yun yung first aspect na nag-a-affect sa'yo kung anong maa-attract mo.
And I think yung mga micro-introductions na yun na napapanood natin sa news, napapanood natin sa TV, ito yung mga concept ng mga teleserye, ito yung concept ng mga movies, na araw-araw we watch it, we hear about it, and then that becomes us. Diba? May kasabihan nga na gano'n na you are what you watch.
Exactly.
You are what you eat, parang gano'n.
Exactly.
And we're consuming a lot of these kinds of media, and that's
yes.
being embedded in our psyche, and we become those people.
Exactly, and that's your company, right?
Right?
That's your environment.
Mm-hmm.
So, dahil doon, imaginein mo, lumaki kang gano'n na environment mo. Does it mean, diba, Jom? Yun ka na? Hindi, di ba? We will touch that. But the second part ng vibration is, ano naman ang dumadating sa'yo? Yun yung attraction, di ba? So, sinasabi nga, nako, ma-attract ko ba ang mga gandang bagay? So, gagawin natin, ay, ipag-sub-Diyos ko na lang yan.
Right.
Ipag-dadasal ko na lang yan.
Mm-hmm.
So, sabi sa Biblia, ganito.
Right,
walang
right.
masama. Ako, lumaki ako na, lagi ako nasa Bible school. Alam na
mm-hmm.
na. Pero, ang ibig sabihin din naman ng nasa Biblia is, kung ano ina-attract mo, di ba, yung think about good things about others.
Right.
Turn the left cheek. Hindi ibig sabihin magpa-apikay. Hindi ibig sabihin. Ibig sabihin nun, turn your gaze towards other things.
Right,
i-distract
right.
mo sarili mo, stop mo yung negativity.
Mm-hmm.
Di ba? Para, if you keep a good vibration, pagmahal ka, masayain kang tao, alam mo, yun din ang nakukuha mo eh. Yun din nagiging kaibigan mo.
Right, right. You attract what you think about, di ba?
Exactly.
Yun nga yun. So if you have your own self-image na everything is bad, the world is bad, everything is negative, everything is about pain and suffering, that's what you get into your life. Parang
exactly.
you're inviting a lot of these things in your life because that's the power of positive thinking or negative thinking to that extent.
Exactly.
Which had been studied a lot about, you know, how people that are nice and happy become luckier. Kasi not because, you know, luck exists. Diba may kasabihan nga na luck happens when preparation meets opportunity.
Exactly.
So kung dumating yung opportunity and you prepared for it, you become lucky. You become luckier. And that's the power of doing things that are positive.
Oh, I love what you said, right? With your example, yan ay manifesting eh.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? You're thinking the right way, you're thinking positive things, you're hopeful. Now, manifestation is not wishing or dreaming, diba?
Right. So tell us the difference about that. Ano yung difference ng manifesting? Kasi we always hear that parang naging isa nga siyang trending topic, especially in the Philippines. Oh, I'd like to manifest this, I'd like to manifest
yes.
that. But what does training, kasi you're a trained and certified life coach,
mm-hmm.
what do you know about manifesting and how is that different? And how is manifesting different from just dreaming or hoping or wishful thinking?
The big difference is inspired action.
Inspired action. Okay. Tell us about that.
So, wishing and dreaming, nothing bad about mm-hmm. it because it sets your feelings to
right.
a higher place, di ba? And this is also neuroscience backed up.
Right.
Okay? UCLA,
right?
Because your brain doesn't even know
yep.
what is real, right?
Repeat that again.
Your brain doesn't know what is real.
Okay.
It's what you do every day that makes your reality.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what does it mean? Hindi tayo nagsasabi ng parallel universe here. What I'm saying
hindi
is...
Hindi to Marvel movie.
Hindi. Ang sinasabi natin, the difference to manifesting and to, versus just dreaming and wishing is you have action. That is, quote-unquote, inspired.
Inspired right. action.
Ano naman ang inspired action?
Oh,
ang inspired action, ito yung, alam mo yung habang nasa jeep ka, no? Alam ko maraming Pilipino na nakikinig sa'yo.
Mm-hmm.
Nasa jeep ako dati, sa bus ka, matagal lang biyahe sa EDSA. nangangarap ka, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Nishi, nakikita mo na sarili mo, nako, pag nakuha ko yung trabaho na yon o yung negosyo ko, pag nakuha ko yung kliyente na yun, nangangarap ka na kung ano mangyayari. Yung may sasabi nila, oh, wag don't count your eggs. Binibilang mo na itlog, di pa wala ka pang itlog, di ba?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Pero ibig sabihin nun, siniset mo na yung vibration. Ngayon, if you stop there,
right,
walang magmamanifest. Yung inspiration na yon na, oh, eto na, makikita ko na, yayaman ako. Very good. Very good yon. Pero, second step is, alam mo na yung gusto mo mangyari, i-imagine mo na, anong gagawin ko para makuha ko yon.
Right. And that's the action part.
That's the action part.
Kasi you cannot just wish, di ba? Yes. Wish without action is nothing.
Exactly. Kunyari, dream job, may interview ka, gusto magtrabaho sa
pag... Mm-hmm.
Anak ko, naiita ko na, mag-graduate ako next year.
That's
tapos,
very insightful. Yep.
Mag-a-apply ako. Ngayon, mm-hmm, marami ako siguro ma-applyan na may rejection letter. Mati yun, i-visualize mo.
Right, right.
Anong pakiramdam nun? Like, na-feel mo parang nandun ka na. Nako, maiinis ako. Pero, kakita ko naman, mag-a-apply pa rin ako. Mag-a-apply. Pero, biglang may isang magre-reply, may interview ako. Lahat yon iisipin mo na. Bakit? Kasi hindi alam ng brain mo nga eh, kung anong totoo eh.
Right,
kasi
right.
Pinapasok mo na yun eh.
Tama.
Pag nangyari yung rejection, mm-hmm, masasaktan ka ba?
Kung paano ka magre-respond, di ba?
Oo, yung alam mo na, nakita ko na to, hindi mm-hmm na ako affected. Yung iinom ako mamaya, kasi ang gagawin ko, naisip ko na yun.
Because you already mentally prepared for
exactly,
it.
Exactly, and emotionally prepared.
And I think yun yung mahalagang part there is, to your point about manifestation, and making things that come to your mind happen is that it allows you to get ready.
Exactly.
Diba?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So yung fear mo or yung stage fright mo, ni-rehearse mo na pagdating mo doon, parang alam ko na to. Sanay na ako. Di ba laging mm-hmm ganun? Practice
meron ka
makes
ng,
perfect.
Meron ka ng experience.
Exactly. Napapractice mo na. Dahil hindi naman alam ng brain mo na totoo o hindi totoo eh.
Mm-hmm. So pag dumating yung situation na yun,
exactly,
you already know how to respond.
Yes. So pag na-visualize mo na yon at nakita mo na sarili mo, fini-feel mo, talagang naamoy mo, na naramdaman mo, naisip mo.
It's so visceral. You actually think
exactly
or see it's real.
Yes. Yeah. So, mag-take ka na ng action.
Got it.
Kasi alam mo na eh. Gagawin mo, visualize mo na eh. Diba? Now, after mo mag-take action, the last part is very, very important. And dito lahat tayo mag-fail eh. Hindi man lahat.
So, tell us about that. Yeah.
That's the time element.
Time.
Kasi there's no timeline for manifestation. These are twofold, ha? Sasabihin ko sa'yo, you have to be patient.
Right.
It can come sooner than you thought or it can come much later.
Mm-hmm.
Pero the second fold is, kung yung process mo while waiting to manifest, ini-keep mo high, you believe mangyayari yon at right, nag-i-enjoy ka sa bawat steps. Kasi bawat step is a mini goal.
Yeah. And I think that's so crucial to enjoy each step of the way.
Oh, mini goal. Makapag-submit ako ng resume, makasubmit ako application, goal na yun.
Oh, diba? Sarap ng feeling. Diba?
Ako palapit na ako ng palapit. Pag na-enjoy mo yung journey mo, it doesn't matter for you kung abuti ng 10 taon kasi may na-achieve ka naman eh.
Mm-hmm. It's not you're staying stagnant.
No, you're not focusing on it.
And I think that's a great tip for people when you're trying to do something or when you're trying to manifest things or when you're trying to accomplish a goal. Let's say, for instance, weight loss, di ba? Hindi mo naman sasabihin ka agad na, oh, andun na ako sa 30 pounds na weight loss eh.
Mm-hmm.
You have to count the weeks and see at the end of each week what you've accomplished and how far you've gone along.
Yeah.
Diba, mahalaga talaga yun.
Pero diba, lagi may sinasabi, you will feel this, you will feel that. Like sa medical, galing ka sa hospital, no? you know that yung mga medicine would say, you will feel right, the side effects. May right, mga side effect yon. Para po mangyari sa'yo, hindi ka natatakot. Ba't ako nagpa-palpitate?
Mm-hmm.
Or,
the crucial word there is you already know what to expect.
You already know.
Right.
Now, the good thing about knowing, you know, focusing on the steps rather than the end goal, hindi mo napapansin ang time.
Mm-hmm.
And then, when you look back and see, you connect the dots, right? Ang dami mo na pala na-accomplish. Yun yung masarap. Kasi once na nakuha mo yung goal, focus ka lang, nakuha mo, are you happy?
And I think sometimes we lose track of that. We lose track of the journey na hindi ka naman zero eh.
Hindi
a year
zero.
After, 2 years after, just because you didn't reach your ultimate goal doesn't mean that you didn't progress.
Exactly.
Diba?
Saka sinasabi din at so sa marami religious tayo, even in the Bible, sinabi din yun na God help those who help themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that if you believe that I exist, even there's no evidence,
right,
then your faith is strong. Mm-hmm. Diba? It's the same thing. Your faith is so strong sa dreams mo na you are actually experiencing it now. You have to feel that you are. That you have it.
I think that's a good point too, Zell. Mm. And it's also good to point out that goals without actions, they're meaningless.
They're meaningless. They're right. Meaningless.
Kasi parang wish lang siya talaga. Pinag-uusapan niya natin yung wish kanina. Yung manifestation is not wishing.
Mm.
It's actually visualizing what you want to accomplish and setting forth the motion, the actions that
yes.
would allow you to get there.
Now, the controversial part there
yes.
is, may managtanong sa akin. So, they understand the step-by-step. Oh, so I visualize, enjoy the journey, and then do an action, be patient.
Right.
Then one will say, sandali lang.
Mm-hmm.
Baka naman anong sibi ng iba eh, masyado man ako ambisyosa.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Ang dami akong pangabda, di ako makontento.
Right,
ito na
right.
yun eh.
Mm-hmm.
So, kahit anong
malibang
ganda ng
maging
ambisyosa, eh.
Malibang maging goal-oriented.
Hindi. Mali maging complacent.
Mm-hmm.
Diba sa ating Tagalog
yung
tama
na,
okay yeah. na. Kasi lahat tayo may talent eh. Walang nakakalamang,
pero
walang nakakano.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think that we look or we frown upon people that are very goal-oriented to the point that we call them ambisyosa yan?
So,
or masyado kong maraming pangarap, masyado mataas yung pangarap mo, pang dito ka lang.
Pag pinagtagpi-tagpi mo lahat, no? Pag kinonek mo,
mm-hmm.
environment yan in totality, right? Parang tayo pinalaki. Anong pelikulang pinapanood mo? Yan,
Sharon,
sinabi naman natin.
Vilma,
yung mga humble sila, hindi sila yung mapagtaas.
Uh-huh.
So, dapat ganun. Plus, sabihin na natin, mahilig tayo sa Marites. Ayaw mo mapag-uusapan.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? So, gusto mo makibagay. Kung ang environment mo, eh, ganun lang yung mga ambition ng mga tao, ganun lang. Ayaw mong may...
And I think that highlights the importance of the environment that you're in.
Mm.
Di ba parang may kasabihin nga na bloom where you're planted.
Mm.
Pero how can you bloom if the soil that you're planted in is not allowing you to bloom?
Mm-hmm.
Kung hindi siya nutritious environment, paano kung dumalaki ka sa environment where there's lots of conflict or there's lots of those crab mentality or limited behaviors or self-limiting thought, hindi ka talaga magbubloom.
At saka, pansin, kinoko-note nila na pag ikaw ay naging successful, greedy ka na.
Bakit
diba?
Nga ba?
Nag-iba ka na. Di ba may ganon?
Na.
Nag-iba ka na. Dati, ganito ka. Ngayon, mayabang ka na. May judgment na. Di ba?
Ngayon, English ka na ng English.
English ka ng English. Oh, wow. Di ba? Bakit? Ba't ganon ang tingin? Kasi either, dalawa lang yun eh.
Mm-hmm.
Meron ka na kinaiingitan nila
right.
kasi nila magawa.
Aha.
Diba? Secondly is, they wanna pull you down. Ito yung crab mentality natin eh.
Right.
Diba? Pero, there are people naman who are truly happy for you. Bihira yun.
And you have to find those people.
And you have to
diba?
Find those people because kung wala ka sa tamang grupo, na-feel mo lang na nagigilty ka tuwing may na-accomplish ka as opposed to may nag-cheer sa'yo.
Ano na nga yung kasabihan na if you are the smartest person in the room,
you're in
the
wrong
room. And
yes.
I think that's very true. Kasi kung lahat ng kasama mo is low-minded dun sa pag-iisip na hanggang dito lang tayo, masaya na tayo dito, wag na tayong mag-dream more or do more, accomplish more. Di ba you're the sum of the five people that you're with?
So, exactly. Eh paano ko sabihin naman sa'yo? Sabi mo na, syempre yung mga iba nasa mga Catholic school, yung mga mahal
social,
na private
shala.
School. Eh kami, hindi naman kami mayaman. Syempre, unfair yon.
Mm-hmm.
Anong tingin mo doon, Jom? Anong masasabi mo sa mga ganun tao?
I think it's up to you, di ba? I believe dito sa kasabihan na nagsasabi na it's not your fault to be born poor, but it's your fault if you die poor.
Exactly,
di ba?
Set ano naman yung sa experience mo, right? Nandito ka na, USLA ka, nag-PhD ka pa. Ano yung one thing? And I share with you, we talked about it during lunch, na nagsiset apart sa'yo, bakit mo narating yung nagawa mo?
Mm-hmm.
Ano yung sa'yo? Sabi na natin sa Tagalog, ako, for
sige,
me,
ikaw.
Kapal ng mukha, di ba?
Oo, mahalaga yun.
Courage!
Courage,
yan
ayan.
Ang kapal ng mukha na dapat na nilalagay. Saan
lakas
nilalagay?
Ng loob, di ba?
Lakas
yung
na loob.
Isa pa na.
Hindi yung kapal ng mukha na disrespectful ka.
Mm-hmm.
Kapal ng mukha ang mamintas.
Mm-hmm.
Lagay mo yung kapal ng mukha mo, sorry for ano, di ba? Sa pagkuha ng gusto mo.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be very brave. Nung high school ako, ako pinaka-shy na tao. Hindi naman sa makapalang mukha ko ngayon. Pero, right. It only when you're taking courage that you take action. And then, pag nagawa mo, you build your confidence.
Mm-hmm. I think it's so important to consider that courage is a very important virtue. Kasi meron nga akong mentor dati na nagsabi sa akin na if you don't have courage, you won't be able to do things consistently like being kind, being ethical, being a person with integrity. Mm. Hindi mo siya magagawa consistently if you don't have courage.
Exactly. At saka nga ba, no? Ba't natin pinag-uusapan yung sobrang ambisyoso ba ako kung gusto ko to, maramot ba ako kung gusto ko to, greedy ba ako? It's because of the element na pag people pleaser ka at conscious ka sa iba, nagiging controversial yung topic na yan.
Mm-hmm.
So there's another layer, di ba? Which is, interesado ka ba sa sarili mo?
Right. Ano yung self-interests mo, di ba?
Yun naman talaga.
Before you consider the thoughts and opinions of other people.
Mm.
As Filipinos, we're very big on that na mahalaga sa atin yung sasabihin ng kapitbahay, yung ate natin, yung kuya natin, yung nanay natin, yung tatay natin, which are, I think, important to consider. Pero your world should not revolve around what other people might say about what you're trying to do.
Yeah, because they mistake na yung ambition mo, it has to be pleasing to others. You're not serving yourself. Again, wala kang self-interest.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Second is, pag tumanda na sila, mas nagiging guilty sila. Pag hindi sila nandun para sa pamilya, hindi sila nakakapag-suporta na kahit na mismo sila, wala nang ibibigay.
Mm-hmm.
So, can you imagine pag ngayon pa lang, getting your ambition to be able to help others,
mm-hmm.
Eh, constrained ka na sa sasabihin ng iba because of you think they will judge you differently, then what will happen to you?
Right.
Nothing, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Then you'll just be there like anyone else na titingin sa iba who had ambition, who are able to get it, and then you said, sobra naman yan.
Mm-hmm. Important thing to consider too is you don't want to live a life of regret that on your deathbed, you would think about the things that you should have done differently
mm-hmm.
or the things that you should have more courage para nagawa mo siya while you were strong, when you were young, and you
yes.
can do it.
If I will share with you, I've gone through the same feeling. I've been very conscious of what others think, but I only live by two principles.
What are those two principles, Sel?
First
that you can
is,
share to our listeners.
First is, I have to keep my focus on my own lane
mm-hmm.
because laging mag-isa ako sa lane ko.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because other, your friends, your family members, they also have their own lane.
Uh-huh.
Lagi kang mag-isang pumunta sa mundo na to, magiging mag-isa ka din sa huli.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not something bad. That's why it's very important to be appreciative of your own company
mm-hmm.
and to focus on your lane because you don't look at others and then make comment about themselves. Then you get to manifest
kasi ano nangyayari
what you
if you look so much on marami, other people's
diba?
Cars
shiny
and lanes.
Object syndrome, yeah. Jealousy, envy, judgment.
And just in real life, di ba? Pag tingin ka ng tingin sa lane ng iba, you get distracted and what happens? You get into an accident.
Exactly, di ba? Dahil hindi naman dapat. Di ba?
Right.
Yung pagiging malites natin, pag tingin mo, wala na. Pag-uusapan mo, all your time, all your effort
right.
is on that. Yung attention mo, remember, attraction is also based on your attention,
mm-hmm.
your vibration, your inspiration, it's your feeling, your desire, and your attention.
Wow.
Right? So that's my acronym, DFA.
Wow. That's a very yeah. nice way to remember it.
So you have your desire, you put feeling into that, and where your attention is, that's what's going to happen.
Keep on your lane
focus and don't start looking at other lanes. Kasi mawawala, ma-overwhelm ka, magpo-procrastinate ka, mako-confuse ka, malolos ka. Doon ang gagaling yun.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And second is, there's no timeline. And there's no limit to what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Midlife, nag-iba ako ng gagawin.
Kasi di ba isa pang concept yan, isa pang limiting belief yan na by a certain age, you should have done X, Y, Z. Di ba? At a certain age, you should be married. At a certain age, you should have children. At a certain age, you should have your career and you should be making X amount of money. And I think when people don't meet that, doon na sila nag-uumpisang mag-self-doubt, di maniwala sa sarili nila.
Ang ganda ng statement mo, di ba? Mm-hmm. You said, should. Right? Yes, we kept saying, I should be married by this age, I should have savings of this much by this age. Should. What if you change it to, you will or you are.
Mm-hmm.
You want. I am going to marry at this age. I am going to have savings at this age.
Mm-hmm.
Because and difference none is your conviction that you'll be able to do it.
Right.
Or your conviction or your decisiveness, yun ang gagawin mo.
Mm-hmm.
Pag should kasi, pwede di mo naman gawin.
Optional.
Sinabi naman niya, should, but you know, may not be. You know.
Yeah, you don't want to do the optional.
Mm.
So I think we have so much learnings today.
Ang dami na rin, no? Just about that ambition.
Yeah, we talked about the ambition, we talked about manifesting, ano ba yung manifestation, how can you make, you know, your wish real. Kasi manifestation, as what I've learned from you today, is not just wishful thinking. No, it requires action. And then lastly, we talked about courage and thinking about yourself and prioritizing yourself before you look at other people's car in the freeway.
Mm, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How did it work for you?
Yeah.
Are you happy about those teachings that you've also applied to your life where you are now?
Our conversation this afternoon in your beautiful house, by the way.
Thank you, Job.
We're in Pennsylvania today and we're shooting here in Zell's house in Pennsylvania. There's a lot of tidbits of learning and enlightenment by talking to another person with a different, completely different perspective about how life should work. I always look at it this way, na yung buhay natin, it's like taking a picture of an elephant, right? Sometimes you're taking the picture of the trunk, sometimes you're taking the picture of the leg. Each picture is not the elephant,
mm-hmm.
but the picture altogether creates the image. And yes. I think life is like that.
When you're saying all this, Jom, I can't help but remember, we didn't have money and tell myself how proud that I've taken a lot of risk to be where I am.
Mm-hmm.
That these things were just dreams for me before.
Wow.
I cannot begin to tell you how manifestation really worked for me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't help but tell my younger self, if I have the chance to go back, hey, you did a good job.
Well,
you surely did.
You surely did.
Because I just wanted to be feeling, ito yung sinasabi ko, I believe it will happen. I believe I am. So I was already feeling expanded before, adventurous before, even if I only have 1% of what I have now.
Mm-hmm.
I already feel abundant before.
Right.
And the more keep that vibration or feeling, the more it presented to me opportunities to have more of those.
Right. Wow.
Yes, without a doubt, God has ways of telling us or the universe, because this is just not about one particular religion, but it's a belief. Something out there is looking after you,
mm-hmm.
and you deserve whatever you want. The thing is, are you keeping yourself fine-tuned to that? Because if you do, I never realize I'll be in this very house that I only dreamed about.
Wow.
And TJ will be here.
Yeah. I think that is such a powerful statement. And I think that is a powerful cliffhanger to our next episode. And I think we can talk more about that. Because I know that this is a trending topic amongst a lot of people listening, a lot of people that are watching YouTube videos, because they want to learn and how do they create an abundant life. And it doesn't just begin with a dream. I mean, it begins with a dream, obviously. But it doesn't end with a dream. There's practical ways that you can apply to your own self, to your own positive psychology that would lead you to get to your dreams, as evidenced by your own life. So I think
wanting more. See, wanting more is good.
Thank you guys. Para mapakinggan o mapanood yung full version na tong podcast
nasa ito, YouTube siya.
Nasa YouTube siya. Mm-hmm. Just look it up sa Kuya Jom's Life Advice
YouTube channel. Check it out, guys. Thank you.
And the link is in the description of this podcast. We'll see you next time.